Hey, everybody.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of another spooky podcast with your co-hosts
Irma Cornejo.
and Karina Reyes. And this is part two of our
Spooky chats.
spooky chats with Elizabeth Chavez. Now, if you guys haven't heard part one, we highly suggest you guys go listen to it. It's actually our best episode. And I know we always say that for every episode, but no, guys, this is actually like our best episode.
Yes, so we're really excited and keep listening for part two. Quick question on like dreams, I guess, since you brought up the dream journal. I guess you know how a lot of people interpret their dreams as certain things. How would you tell someone like, hey, this is maybe a sign from your spirit guides, or maybe they're trying to send you something, a message. This is what this means. How would you interpret those dreams, or do you think someone needs to go to a professional to interpret those
Right.
dreams?
I would definitely say go to a professional to interpret those dreams. And I don't just mean this in a psychological way either, because I'm telling you, everything is intertwined. Everything is intertwined. It's psychology, science, racism, intertwined. So, for example, I'm sure you guys have heard of this, or maybe it's just, I assume because I've lived my life like that. They've told you, if you have a dream about your teeth falling out, it means death, or it means sickness. It's
Stress and
faint.
anxiety.
Exactly. So those are just some of the things that, oh, you can go back and read them. Sometimes you're gonna have to research them because some people will be having dreams that you're like, as of lately, and I've talked to her about this because I'm like, what is going on? I was complaining and bitching and complaining because I have to go through, since I'm joining in this, going back to my motherland, which is Nigeria, and going back to the root of my ancestors, it's opening up wounds that I didn't know that I have within me. And it's like another spiritual awakening. So I'm like, I'm not ready to get dragged. Like, oh God, like I really am going. When I spoke to my Babalawo Xangô, that's his name. That's his I guess you could say stage name, but that's like his nickname. He told me, you have to start focusing on your dreams and stuff. So I told Michelle, like, God, I'm reawakening. I wonder what's gonna happen. So after I had my session with Babalawo, that's when I got sick. Yesterday, I couldn't speak at all. I couldn't speak at all. My voice was gone. Right now, I sound perfectly fine. But I got sick after seeing him. Yeah.
And the
And
energy, or what do
definitely,
you?
it was heavy. And he was telling me, like, be careful with your dreams. As of lately, I've been dreaming a lot about this guy that I don't know who it is. And Michelle likes to laugh because she's like, it's your soulmate. And I'm like, oh, God. She's like, or maybe it's your twin flame and this and that, So when you have weird dreams like mine, it's always good to research and go to a professional. You know what I mean?
Can
Anyone has
I dream very vividly,
Me too.
very like to the point where it feels like it's like I'm
Real.
living, like real.
Me too. I was gonna ask you, because I know we were talking before this, and I had told you that I had a weird dream. Or it wasn't a nightmare, it was a dream. It was a really good dream. And I just wanted to get your perspective on it, I guess. So one of my friends from high school passed, and she passed after high school, so we kind of drifted apart, and I found out she passed. I felt like she had to come visit me in my dream, because I felt her, and she gave me a hug, and I felt a lot better. But recently, I haven't dreamed of her since she passed, which was maybe 2 years ago. Recently, I had a dream like a couple of days ago, because I'm house sitting, so I'm staying at another house, and I was laying in the bed, and three people walk in, including her. and into the room where I was laying down. And in my dream, I woke up, but my body, I couldn't physically wake up. It was kind of like that feeling of sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm. And she walked in, she sat at the corner of the bed, and she was just telling me how I had died. And I was just, I completely ignored that. And I was like, oh, that's why I can't open my eyes. But I was just talking to her. I told her I missed her. I was asking her how she was doing. And I don't think she came to visit me, but it was just like kind of a heartwarming thing. And I low-key have been like hinting like, hey, if you're doing good, like come visit me in my dreams. Like, it's okay. Like, I want you to come. But I don't know if that was really a visitation or if it was just me wanting to, I guess, to see her. But what do you think? Like, what do you think that?
I think it was her. And yes, we can go this through a psychological route where it's like you wanted it to be her because you wanted to get that mm-hmm. conclusion. But of course, because I also believe in spirituality, spirits can really know when we really need them, and we need that closure. Yeah. We can go both in hand. So again, I believe in both. Mm-hmm. I believe you, but I believe that it was also her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it was a really good dream. Like, I was really happy to see her. I think the only thing that threw me off was that she told me I was dead, but you know, that I had died and I couldn't open my eyes.
Spirits die in a tragic way, they haven't accepted the fact that they've passed away.
Okay.
Yeah,
so they usually have a hard time. For example, I can even give you my experience. 2-3 years ago, I had a classmate who got murdered. I spoke to him a few days before it happened. They said it was a suicide. That's bullshit. He was murdered. And I told him through my, you know, psychically or whatever, spiritually, I told him, please come through me in a dream. I just want to say I'm so sorry for bullying you that one day that you presented. I didn't mean to. It was a joke. Like, I felt guilty, you know? Mm-hmm. And I finally dreamt of him, and he told me, like, I thought it was funny. I was just a nervous wreck that day. Don't worry about it. And ever since then, I haven't dreamt of him. Mm-hmm. But I did also have dreams about, Marina's going to remember. Remember when one of classmates had committed suicide?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually dreamt of him. And I remember I contacted the person that he was with at that time, and I told them what I dreamt, and they started crying, and they were like, oh God, I need to have a session with you. And at that time I wasn't charging. I was like, yeah, go ahead. And I started mm-hmm. reading her cards, and I connected to that person who tragically died that their senior year. And it was very rough, you know? So having those dreams with spirits sometimes can take a toll. That's why you couldn't probably wake up, because you were like on the other side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely it is very heavy. That's what I'm saying, like every yeah. dream, that's why it's important to write down your dreams, see if there is a pattern, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. Like, since we're in a topic of dreams, so when like you dream of someone else, like for someone who is not dead, you know,
yes.
does it mean, I know mm-hmm. what I've heard is like, oh, it's because they're thinking of you, or you're thinking of them, mm-hmm. or you guys have like some type of connection. What does that mean?
Well, sometimes I don't believe it's a connection. Sometimes I think they're asking for help. For example, this just happened the other day. I used to be close to a friend, but we're not close anymore. But there's no beef. It's just people drift apart, you know?
Right.
I dreamt of one of their close family members, and I messaged them and I said, hey, I want to talk to you because I had a dream about you. And they said, what's up? I already know it's something weird. I know it's you. So I'm not even. I was like, I dreamt about this family member. Did they pass away? And they were like, yeah, they passed away last year of COVID. And I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, I dreamt about them. They're in the room. That person is on their favorite chair. You need to cleanse your house. And that person wants you to clean their room because they don't want to be there anymore. You're keeping them trapped there and they don't want to be there. And again, I haven't seen this friend since we graduated high school. And I don't think she was thinking about it. You know what
so,
I mean?
Yeah. So in your perspective, like if someone was to, like if you were to dream of someone, right, who is like not dead, is it more kind of like a call for help? Like you should probably check up on these people.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I would definitely recommend. Like, for example, this one time, this other classmate who actually went to middle school with us as well, it's a guy. Him and I were never close, but they were close to this ex-best friend. And I told that ex-best friend, I was like, hey, I dreamt about this guy. I'm going to need you to message him because I dreamt that they got in a car crash. So this person gave them my number. He called me and he's like, how do you know something's wrong with my car if I'm fixing my car right now? Because I almost got into a car crash.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, hey, ma'am. Yeah, I dreamt about that. And they were like, I need to talk to you now. So they started talking to me. We stripped some too. But I've had dreams of people where it's like, hey, I'm so sorry. I know I haven't seen you in years, but I just fucking dreamt about you. I don't know why. I need to tell you.
Yeah.
Damn, like, for example, my pen pal of 11 years.
Uh-huh.
I dreamt about them, and it was such a vivid dream, and I messaged them, and they said, I'm so sorry I haven't contacted you, but this and this and this happened to me, and they started crying, and they called me, and they said, look, don't tell anyone about this. I'm like, no, of course not. This is between you and I. But I'm giving the example of like, wow, imagine a pen pal that I've never met in person. I'm dreaming about them and their situation that I don't know about that they mm-hmm. haven't told me. There's no way, you know, she wasn't thinking about me. So I don't always believe that it's a connection. I think that it's sometimes you have to check up on that person, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's that excuse to go back running to your ex to check up on them, you know? It's that no.
Liz, don't go doing that shit.
Yeah. I'll get back from like, and X is coming back. No, the fuck they're not. Stop lying, you know?
Yeah. Dang. Okay. Okay. So, like, I've been dreaming a lot about, like, snakes.
Okay.
Like, black snakes. And, which is random, right? But I was kind of, like, in my dream, I remember just initially, like, when I first saw the snake, I was scared. But I felt like I had to, like, come near it, even though I was like really really scared. Like, I remember just walking up to it and not being able to stop until like having to like play around with it. I looked up the meaning of black snakes, and you know, it just, a lot of things came up, like negative stuff. So what were like your perspective on like a black snake?
And as you saw my reaction, I said, wow, that's beautiful. Some people will say they're doing brujería on you. Some people will say it means that someone hates you, someone is envious of you, or someone's this and that. I can already see the negative. But because you just told me, for example, right now, you're going through a spiritual awakening. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but snakes used to be a representation of a female symbol, power.
Mm-hmm.
And because you are starting to spiritual awakening, I think it's part of you that is finally accepting your divine feminine, you know, your feminine side, and you're accepting yourself. So you were afraid to get close with the witchy side of yourself, and now you're accepting it. So that's what I take.
Exciting.
Oh, okay.
You see how psychology and like everyone has different meanings, and that's what I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I remember my dream, like I saw it and I was like so scared. I was like, no, I don't want, you know, it's a snake. I don't want to touch a snake. And something was telling me like, no, like come up to it, come up to it. It's not going to do anything to you. And I would like, I went up to it and I was still like, I remember just shaking, and I was just started playing with it, and it didn't do anything. I just woke up.
Yeah, I would take it as a positive thing because you are accepting your divine femininity side. That you're finally accepting that journey.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, because I've been thinking about that recently. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man.
It doesn't have to be a negative thing. Like some people, for example, I dreamt one day that all my teeth fell out and new teeth started growing in. But this shaman, and I mean shaman in the sense of this indigenous person, grabbed water from a river and started bathing me in it. Some people were like, that's negative. But I learned that it meant that I was going to go through a transformation. And dreaming that you died doesn't always mean that you literally died. It can actually mean that you're going through rebirth.
Wow.
Like the death card. It doesn't mean death as in like you're dead. It means rebirth, it means end of a situation, you know?
Okay.
So I know we were talking about, you know, just going back to you and your spirit guides and stuff like that. And how can you tell the difference between if you're connecting with like a spirit, like a good spirit guide, or like a demon, we'll say? Like, how do you trust that? Like, who are you messing with?
I ask them to spell out their name for me, and I know if they're spelling it incorrectly or correctly. I ask them personal questions or something that only the spirit and I know. Like, for example, I was playing the Ouija board with my friends. This was junior year of high school. It was really fun. I spent 10 years not playing with it. And then when I turned 17, I was like, I'm going to play it today.
I remember you used to talk about it.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, and I played it after 10 years of not playing it. It was the same Ouija board. It was glow in the dark. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going back. I was like, all right, let's do this. I'm ready for the rat that, you know, this isn't my first rhodium. I was like, fuck it. So I started playing it and other spirits were coming in. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm not intimidated. I'm fine. But once the Ouija board spelled Liz, I was like, I'm fucked. It's me. All right. I was like, who's here? And they were like, I just want you to be careful with this person. And I'm like, all right, but you haven't told me who's here. Mm-hmm. And they spelled out dad. My friend started, my ex-friend started crying because she's like, oh my God, your dad's here. I was like, no. I was like, it could be a demon. I was like, in my head, I asked them.
Oh my God, I'm getting chills.
Yeah, I was like, if it's really my dad, I didn't say the question out loud. If it's really my dad, spell me your best friend's name right now. And he spelled it out on the board. And I was like, hey. So then I told him after we closed the session, I told him, I don't care if it's you or not. Whoever this is, I need you to manifest in my dream. Oh, I went to sleep that night. I was risking myself. Oh, well, I needed to know. I dreamt and it was my dad. My dad was like, no, it was me. It was me. I was just trying to say hi because you haven't spoken to me. You've been avoiding me. I was like, oh, my bad, dad. So I was like, all right, I'm safe. So you do those personal questions, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, for example, like, you know, newbies, like people who are just like kind of starting off and stuff like that, connecting with spirit guides, I feel like that's something tricky, right? Something that doesn't consider like practice, like probably like meditating, like you said, like confidence or just like really knowing yourself in that sense. Any tips for people who are trying to connect with spirit guides?
If you are Indigenous, it would be nice. I know right now due to COVID. It would be nice to definitely reach out to different tribes. I had the pleasure when I was 13 to go to a powwow. I assisted a powwow when I was 13.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys know what a powwow is. And for those of you who don't know, powwow is when different tribes all over the country get together and they meet in one spot and they start introducing themselves with their special rituals or special dances, and they brought different crystals and they brought their wolves and they brought their different types of, you know, sacred animals and stuff. So when I was meeting these Indigenous people, I got to meet Jackies, I got to meet Navajos, I got to meet I can't even remember the names because there were so many people there, and it was beautiful. I saw hawks, I saw wolves, and it was such a beautiful thing. And I remember asking them questions like, how do I connect with my spirit guides? And they're like, well, not everyone does this, but some people go out into the desert and they have to be there for 3 days without water and stuff and connect to them. And some of the people are like, no, you have to go with the leader of your tribe. Like, everyone has a different method. So if you are Indigenous, I would say attempt to connect with other Indigenous people. Right. Connect with me.
Okay. Yeah, I actually am Indigenous since my family originates from Oaxaca. So I do have a lot of family there. And like, you know, all those like shrooms and all that psychedelic stuff. It's such a big thing over there. And like, you know, brujería, cosas así, right? Yeah. Even though my family is more kind of like, don't do that, you know, but like they have spoken about like other family members that happen to like fall into that category. And I always kind of wonder like, okay, like, you know, if I ever was to go back and like visit, which I'm planning on doing that this summer, like I'll totally go and like kind of try to search more into depth about my ancestors and see like maybe, you know, one of my spirit guides come from that part.
Yeah, because there's different spirit guides because people think black and white, dude, we have so many rich backgrounds. It's like, there's so many spirit guides that can come to you. You know what I mean? I've had the pleasure to work with, for example, I work with Lilith, or for example, I work with Esu, or I work with Hecate, or I get to work with Apollo, or I get to work with, you know, but of course, because I ask them, but mostly they come to me in dreams. I started working with Apollo because one of my professor's sons got sick. He got sick with COVID, and I started working with Apollo to help him with his health, because Apollo also helps you with your health. And because I have Greek background, it helps me too. So it's like, okay, yeah. I don't have to not stepping into something that I'm not. So knowing where you come from helps so much. So that way you know where to research. Like my sister has done, I cannot give myself all the credit. My sister has helped me to find out where my family comes from and stuff like that. Like finding where we come from.
Right. Because that's beautiful. Okay. So just on the topic of also of, you know, spirit guides and stuff like that, when you do tarot cards or when you connect with other people, guides, is that also like a draining process? Like, it's also what happens when they don't want to connect with you? Because I know there's like blockages and things like that where sometimes you just can't get to that side.
Sometimes when I cannot get to that side, it's usually because the client is very nervous before the reading. That's why I'm very friendly during, like, I first tell them, hey, why don't we talk so we can get to know each other? You can, like, cool off. Yeah, you know? Like, for example, you can even say that. Okay, like, first, let's unjoint ourselves. And you know what I mean? Let's just, you know, I want my clients and friends, because my clients become my family. I don't just see them as a money bag, and if they ever don't have money, I'm like, dude, don't worry about paying me or not. Like, that's not even a problem. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not into the money. Like, people be like, no, I want to pay you. And I'm like, no, if it's something emergent, call me. Like, I'm right there.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm there for my clients. I love each and every single my client. They're like my family. I accept them, you know, like, I love them. And you know what I mean? When their spirit guides cannot come through, I'm telling them, hey, I can't connect. It's either we chill out, this isn't going to go anywhere. So where do you want to go? Help me to help you type of.
I remember the second time you read my cards, I was so nervous. Remember? Like, we kept rescheduling because I was so nervous. And you're like, Karina, you need to chill out. Like, let's talk a little bit. Try to calm you down a little bit. Because, you know, there's like a blockage. And ever since then, I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, what does that mean? That was the first time I've heard of something like that.
Yeah, it tends to be because of the client. And sometimes even when I tell them, like, hey, guys, like, I'm not in it today. That's why I tell them, like, contact me before we do the reading. I'm not in it today for these reasons. And then I know that it's okay. It's not me. It's the client. If I'm going to do a reading, it's because I know that I'm 100%. I'm going to give my 1000% that day.
Oh, okay. So, like, how do you connect with these spirit guides from other people? Do you hear them? Like, is it like a thought process? Like, do you like sense it? Feel
it depends. Pace? It depends. Everyone's different. With one of my clients, their spirit guides are contacting me through visions, in the sense of I was seeing their life. Other spirit guides have contacted me through colors. Other spirits have contacted me through a type of plate that they would cook, their favorite plate or their favorite meal. Other spirit guides have contacted me.
I love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful, because one time I got to taste mole in my mouth. I was like, oh, mole, like, it's really good.
Liz, you're talking about all my stuff right now.
Honestly, mole de Oaxaca is so good. Like, you guys have the best mole. You guys have the best mole. Mm-hmm. Like, I love Oaxaqueña food. I used to always go.
Okay, when you visit LA, I'm going to take you to my favorite Oaxacan spot. Like,
yes. I love your guys' cheese. You guys have really good I love all food. But, for example, sometimes there's this, that's why I tell them, if you're going to have a session with me, please record. Because once I get into the session, I disconnect. It's no longer me. It's somebody else. And I don't remember the sessions.
No way.
I don't remember what we talked about. It wipes out of my brain. I don't remember. I'm like, all right, fine. And they just go into me and it's like them talking.
What happens when you come across like very intense like spirit guides? Like, some, you know, not everyone is probably like a good person. And
yeah.
What if you connect with someone who has like really bad energy, man? Like, does that affect you?
It does. One time I was doing a cleansing for one of my clients because he had a lot of negative energy, and I had to get into their Mayan indigenous side because I was the most, you know, he was part Mayan. I did the cleansing and I cried for a whole day. I had a panic attack for a whole day. I couldn't calm down. I would have sleep paralysis. Like, it really does. Like, when it's a dark, heavy thing or someone's attacking them, it affects me. It's like, shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot.
Yeah. So there's like a risk when it comes to these things.
It is. You have to be prepared for it. That's why when I'm like, okay, Liz, you ready? Let's buckle up. You know, I'm like,
you know, like, I'm going in.
I'm going in. I'm going full in, like a head ass. I'm like, head ass. I'm about to die.
Yeah. I have a quick question for you. I know you said you kind of dissociate when you're doing this, like, not completely dissociate, but, you know, you take in their spirit guides and you figure out what they're trying to, the message that they're trying to portray. I guess my question is just, where does your spirit or your sense of self go in that moment? If you're okay with speaking about that, or like,
I wish I had an answer because I don't know. I don't know. It's like an inner, outer body experience. I see myself talking and it's like, hey, bitch, that's not you. I'm like, I don't know where I go. I wish I had an answer for that. I don't know. And some people get scared. They're like, what the fuck do you mean you don't know? I'm like, I don't know. For example, you guys have seen the footage that I post on Instagram that I go to this house that is haunted. Not a haunted house, a house that is haunted. I'm sure you guys Karina saw
it. Always check your stuff.
It's still there. You can always
I need to go look at it.
it's crazy. When I walked into that house, oh no, all the spirits started popping up and talking to me. I was like, guys, one by one, it's such an overwhelming experience, and not in a bad way. If not, they were so eager to talk to somebody. Or for example, that couple, like Pepe and Jonathan, they're paleros. They're a different type of the different types of witches that they are. So they're paleros, and they were just like having dinner, and randomly I got a vision of one of their trabajos that they were doing, and I told them, and they were like, how do you know about that? And I'm like, I just saw you guys doing it. And they're like, you're not supposed to know about that. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, it's kind of like the walls start talking. Like, there's no filter.
Yeah, like there's no controlling it. It just happens.
It just happens. And it sucks because it's like wherever I go, oh God, I'm my ex-best friend, when I was first starting this journey, this girl said hi to me and she left the room, and I looked at my ex-best friend. I was like, hey, was she molested by her uncle? And she was like, Liz, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm sorry, I just needed to know. She's like, yes, but where did you see that? I'm like, we shake hands and I saw the vision, and she was like, oh my fucking God. So sometimes my friends, they don't take me to certain places because they know that I'm going to start blowing up with like information.
Okay. Do you feel like sometimes wish you wouldn't know?
Part of me, I wish I was normal, but what is normal, you know? But sometimes I do wish I didn't know, because it's like
turn it off. Yeah. I know some people talk about that, like they're able to turn it on, turn it off type of thing.
They're very lucky, but I cannot I'm always on. It's always like bah. Like when we were talking before you chat, I had asked Irma, like, hey, how is your sleeping schedule? But that's because some spirit was like, ask her about her sleeping schedule.
Oh my gosh. It's not good. Tell them to help me sleep.
I don't ask about that. How did you sleep? They were telling me, like, ask her. And I was like, all right, fine. Shut the fuck up.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Well, thank you, spirit. I think like my biggest thing is like at the house that I'm house sitting. I don't know if it's just like my anxiety or like, I just don't like being in new places, honestly. Like, I don't like sleeping in different places. So I think my sleeping has been off, and that's where I had that dream. And I had a dream that a little kid was running down the hall, like in that same house, was running down the hall, and he opened the door. It was the same dream with my friend. Like, she was sitting at the bed and I was talking to her. And then I just see a little kid like open the door, look in. And then I see him and I look towards him and he runs away. He closed the door, and he did that like a couple of times. And then I got out of the dream. I don't remember what happened after it. So it's
you were in the spirit world, honey. No, you're fine.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I have very vivid dreams and I dream a lot of like weird stuff. But I'm just like, I don't know. It's a strong imagination.
Yeah, some people can argue that it's a strong imagination. That's why I say journaling your dreams is so important, because you're really gonna need that information.
I definitely want to start a dream journal, but that's so cool. I love that my spirit person or whoever it was that contacted you.
And I was like, god damn it, because if I don't do what they tell me to do, they won't leave me alone. So keep pressuring me. It happened to me on an airplane once.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yes. I was on my way back to LA to visit, and this guy next to me, I don't remember his name. I wish I remember his name, but he was sitting next to me and we just started talking like if it was nothing. And I was like, oh, this and that. And I look up and I see this woman and I'm like, oh fuck. And she was like, oh no. She's like, me puedes ver? And I'm like, fuck me. And then she's like, oh my god, me puedes ver? And I'm like, no, please, not right now, I'm in a plane. And she's like, no, you're talking to my husband. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck, lady. And she's like, no, you need to tell him to stop drinking, you need to tell him to stop missing me, he's gonna die of alcoholism, he's in a band, look, tell him that I died from diabetes at this age, and this and this and this, so that way he can believe you. And I was like, fuck, man. So it's guilt that gets me. So I turned to him, I'm like, look, man, I know you don't know me, and I know this is gonna sound fucking crazy. And he's just looking at me. I was like, is your wife named Maria? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, did she die of diabetes at the age of like 45? And he was like, yes. And I'm like, look, she's here because she's telling me that you have an alcoholism problem and you're gonna die from it and that you're in a band.
And oh my god, in a band.
And he's like, because she has to stay. And we had a full blown conversation the 3 hours from fucking Guadalajara to LA. Uh-huh. And he pulled out his business card. He's like, when you get married, I want to play at your wedding for free.
Oh,
yeah. It brings people together, you know? So I'm happy that I had that experience. You know, that's the thing. That's why I'm happy that I had it. Because there's so many people that I wouldn't be able to connect with them. Because this world is so magical that why would I want to cut it off, you know?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Like, if anything, I'm happy that you embrace it. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're in this type of like era too, where definitely not like back in the days, right? Where things that would happen when people will get killed and things like that, right? Now it's like something you can embrace and actually take pride in, you know.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
Absolutely. It's a gift.
Of course, I'm very proud to say, I love to say it. You know, people are like, isn't that offensive? I'm like, no, I love saying that I'm a bruja. I love saying that I'm a psychic. I love saying that I am proud and happy to say that I'm not only pagan in the sense of I believe in different gods and work with different things, but I'm proud to say that my ancestors are from Yoruba land. I'm proud to say that my ancestors are witches. It's just, it's something honorable to carry with you. It's so beautiful to be in this world. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. I know that there's a thin line between fiction and science and stuff, but sometimes there's just some things that you cannot explain.
As
I'm in medical school, it's difficult because you have these things where you argue with your teachers, and it's like, you gotta admit, sometimes miracles do really happen and we just can't explain. You have to be humble enough that we don't know everything.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. Right. But that's also the key to science, I guess, like not understanding the world and trying to understand it. So it's kind of hard to like, I think like also for me, I am in STEM and I have a strong science background. And I think that's why sometimes it's hard for me to accept like, oh, my friend did come to me in this dream, or, you know, like the spirit world. Like you said, you think that I was in the spirit world, and it kind of scares me. And I feel like that's also why I try to like, oh, it's just my imagination, or try to explain it in a scientific way, but because that's my comfort, you know. And I think it's hard to get out of your science brain and really accept the paranormal, accept the spirit world, you know. Just you can't explain everything.
Yeah, no, you can't. And trust me, I am that way too sometimes, but I humble myself because, for example, I have my best friend, her name is Maritza. She is 50 years old. She is a medium, if you guys are interested. Her consultation are $50, which is like 80 Australian dollars. She's blind. Yeah. But this woman, she knows everything about you. Everything. You cannot hide anything from her. She's so good at it. She's talented. So whenever I start doubting myself, she emails me and she's like, why the fuck are you doubting yourself? And I'm like,
I love that.
And you know, like, I've actually, some friends of mine have gotten consultations by her and they come up crying because it's not that she's mean, it's just she knows your weak points, and not to use it against you, if not to help you heal from that, you know. What I mean? So it's like sometimes I'm like, oh, it doesn't exist, but then there's people like Maritza. How the fuck do you explain an Australian woman that can see your family members that you didn't even know of? How do you explain that? You know what I mean? And it's not because fuck science, no, because then that would totally go against my medical degree. Mm-hmm. But there's just things you can't explain, you know?
Yeah. So, Liz, what would you recommend to people who are experiencing this gift, right? Maybe they're underdeveloped. Is there anything that you would suggest or recommend for them for their journey?
If
they're barely starting off, or they're just like, well, you know, I can relate, I just scared to go into it a little bit deeper.
The biggest tip that I can give to anybody that's starting, and even to people who already started, and to remember, is to love yourself. And I know that sounds corny, but it's so true. You need to love yourself because you need to accept that this is happening. Of course, you can go get a psychiatric evaluation and they're going to tell you, you're schizophrenic, you're bipolar, you're this.
Yeah.
You're so some meds, girl.
You know, yeah, but get this bitch on meds, all right, you know. But I've talked to a psychiatrist before and I tell her, if there is a patient that you guys think is schizophrenic because they're getting visions, like, for example, let's say Joan of Arc was here today in this modern world.
Mm-hmm.
And she was accurate. What do you do with that patient? And that's where they say, we don't know. And that's where I laugh. I'm like, exactly. Like,
jeez.
You know, a psychiatrist told me that. My psychiatry professor, she's like, we don't know what to do with patients that are actually accurate about this shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, exactly. Because as me, they can label me as schizophrenic or something, you know? And it's like, mm-hmm. But I've been pretty damn accurate. So what would you do about that? Put me on meds? You know, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, so it's just kind of like, okay. So that's why, for me, my therapist is someone who is also psychic. So that way, they know how to handle me in an emotional sense, and they can handle me in a spiritual sense.
Wow, so, okay.
That's already, amazing.
So definitely, like, acceptance, right? And, like, self-love. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Self-love, acceptance, and therapy, just in case if it's not something caused by stress, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Therapy is amazing.
Yeah. It is.
Bad bitches go to therapy.
Yes.
For the TikTok thing where it's like, you're a bad bitch if you studied psychology, it's like, oh no.
You're a bad bitch if you go to therapy.
Yeah.
I have a few more questions for you, just like about two or three. So how do you protect yourself, since we kind of went through, like, you know, you and your experiences and how you were brought up and how you really thought of, you know, what your gift is and how you embrace it. Ultimately, how do you really just protect yourself? Because obviously, you know, you're gonna meet a lot of different people, you're gonna experience different spirit guides, like, right, all of that stuff. And the end of the day, you need protection. Do you find it, like, towards, like, crystals, or is there, like, you know, just an experience or, like, something that you can talk about on that?
Yes, for example, which is funny that you bring that up. I the guy that I had the kiss of three, I'll be honest about this. He, because I believe in past lives, he killed me in another life. He doesn't know, but I do. He murdered me in another life. Because he used to tell me, you remind me of someone. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And he started hinting, like, you look like a face to me that comes from the 40s. I'm like, oh, no. No. Like, I started freaking out. Like, he's starting to remember because he started remembering things. Like, let's go to dinner. Let's go to Italian dinner. I'm like, that's where we went on our first date before we got married. And you killed me during our honeymoon. I was like, uh-oh. Like, red flags, red flags. So the way that I protected myself was I bought myself a lot of rings. I wear rings, for example. I have my aunt who just passed away. She gifted me, opal. So this is the awesome thing about crystals. Opal, it's not really a crystal, but I like to call it a crystal, but it's not a crystal. Mm-hmm. Opal was given to me by my aunt, and it has silver on it. Silver and gold, real gold and real silver, is the best way to protect yourself against negative energy. I use opal because it blocks off negative energy and enhances my psychic abilities. And if anyone were to steal my opal ring or anything opal of mine, they will die. That is the curse. Opal is a cursed gem. If it's stolen from you, that person will die of sickness. It has to be given to you. You cannot take it away.
Shut up, Liz. Shut the front door right now. I have a story for the opal. Okay. I was gifted an opal ring when I was younger, and again, it was gifted to me, and it was my favorite ring, and I wore it all since, I probably got it when I was 13, and recently, probably like a year or two, I lost it at Boiling Crab, and I left it there.
I probably saw it then in high school. You used to have a ring on.
Yeah, and it was, I would never take it off, because I just love that. It was an opal ring, and I came back to, like, look for it because it was my favorite ring, right? And I remember that the waitress was like, oh, yeah, like, some girls grabbed it or whatever from, like, the table, you know, behind you or whatever. Or, like, beside you or whatever. And I thought it was, like, I thought it was you. It was, I thought, you know, she was getting a ring. And I was like, no, that's my ring. She got my ring or whatever. Would that also be, like, bad luck, even though she didn't, like, mean to grab it?
Yes. So good luck to her. I hope none of her family members died, or I hope she didn't die. You're not supposed to steal opal. And do not steal from a witch. That is a no. Like, when I tell people, go to psychic eye, go to soothe your soul. Girl, if you don't have money for it, don't ever steal from a psychic place, because you're going to get so fucked over. Like, trust me, like, don't. And not because of experience mine, if not, because that's just common fucking sense. Like, I'm all for fuck the economy and fuck government. And
big corporations.
Yeah,
those are like mom and pop shops, right?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But even if you do that, it's fucking
ass. Yeah, you do that, it's fucked up. But specifically when it comes to psychic, oh no. You don't know. Yeah, dude. So I remember that guy who took me out to dinner. He was like, "Why do you have that ring on?" And I'm like, "Oh, protection." He's like, "Oh, can I see it?" I was like, "Nope, you cannot see it. I know you can't. I have a garnet ring. Garnet is my birthstone. I have an amethyst ring with gold on it." This person that, oh, nice. This person I used to be friends with, we actually have matching rings. We're not friends anymore. It's just kind of like, oh, you're so stupid, because if I wanted to, I won't though. If I wanted to, because she still has the ring, yeah, that means she has a link with me. I can fuck her over for fucking me over.
Yeah. Dang.
Because that means I'm not going to do it, but I could if I wanted to, but I don't want to. Or for example, I have another ring. For example, this ring. I have this ring that I made a deal with one of the spirits next to the cemetery where my school is. So my school behind it is the cemetery. It's the famous cemetery called Panteón de Belén. I definitely hope you girls can do a podcast on that cemetery, because it's it's beautiful. There's vampires, pirates, there's different things. So I made a pact with that person, and I threw the ring into their grave with some of my blood, and I have the ring here still with me. It's a year old, and when I put it on, so for example, when I wore this ring on my love life, it started turning upside down, because technically I'm wearing it on my marriage finger, so it started pushing anybody away that wanted to have any sort of relationship with me.
Dang.
Day that spirit is protecting me, because those people wanted to hurt me. So thank God to that spirit. I love them to death, because they protected me a lot from those two specific people that wanted to hurt me. And I, you know, I'm not a fucking afraid of them, because they're not even from LA, they're from here. They speak English. And you know how I am, Karina. I am such a what's up. Like, I have no filter.
Hey girl, like, if you told
me, be like, did you talk about me? I'd be like, yes, the fuck I did. And what are you going to do about it? Like, you're lucky. You're lucky. Fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. So, yeah, no. Definitely crystals, necklaces. I do not buy sage anymore, because, yes, I am indigenous, but again, it would be wrong of me to practice something that is endangered. Like, sage is endangered right now.
Right.
So it's like, why on earth would I do that, you know?
Can we buy our own crystals, or does it have to be gifted to us, or like,
you can buy your own crystals. If you get your own opal, that's not a problem.
Just
a little reminder and tip for life: don't ever touch anyone's opal.
Yeah, just don't steal from people.
Yeah, in general, guys, or don't touch anybody's crystals, man, or jewelry or anything. Sheesh, that's interesting. That's, I never really thought about that. I used to wear a lot of opal too, so
I want to like get something to protect me. Like, I was gonna get the maleojo, or what is it, maleojo?
So, yeah, that's how I definitely protect myself, is through crystals, necklaces. I don't buy sage because it's endangered. I take baths, different types of baths with different types of plants. I also like to take walks. I live in front of a forest, so I go and walk in the forest. And if I don't go to the forest, then I go to the cemetery, which sadly I can't right now due to COVID. So it's been difficult to get my energy, because it's like, So I always tell my mom, I'm like, please pay the morgue to let me in, because I I used to live in the morgue, literally. We have a morgue, and it's so awesome being able to be around the cadavers.
Dang.
My mom avoids those places because they start talking to her. They come to me, and I want to talk. What's up?
So, thank you so much, Liz. Honestly, just being a part of this, you know, being able just to take some time out of your day and meet up with us through, you know, through Zoom, even though you're in like a whole different location, you know. So we're so appreciative and we're so thankful that you were able to share this quality time with us. Mm-hmm. And also, we have some exciting news, but we're going to be doing a giveaway. Irma, do you want to explain a little bit more?
Yeah. For sure. Thank you, Liz, for your time. And thank you for hearing us out about our dreams and our questions. But so we're going to be partnering with Liz. She does have her own business, which we're going to promote, and we want her to promote her business so you guys can reach out to her when you need to. And she luckily partnered with us, and we're going to have a free giveaway where you'll be able to get a reading with Liz. We are going to have this giveaway through Instagram, I believe.
Yes. it's going to be through Instagram, so keep an eye out on that. It is going to be coming out maybe a day after the episode releases. And we're going to be putting, you know, the rules on the post. And again, if you guys are interested in that, that'll be really awesome. And again, it's going to be a service that Liz will be able to provide for you guys and through us as well, since, you know, we're partnering up with her on that. And if you guys were to win this awesome giveaway, and hopefully you guys, whoever is going to be entering this giveaway, you know, the scheduling for and everything like that will be according to Liz's scheduling. So again, that would be at the time of the winning of the giveaway.
The reading.
Yeah. So again, Liz, thank you so much. And where can they contact you, girl, for your service?
No, thank you, girl, so much for inviting me. I love it that, you know, that now, and even though we live in modern times, I'm so happy that people are now accepting of this spiritual world and of this natural world. I feel like we're finally going back to our ancestors, and I know they're very happy to know that we're accepting them, because we've been, sorry to say the word, whitewashed, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm glad that we're going back to who we're going back to our people, and I know they're so proud of us. So definitely, who's ever interested, if you guys don't win the giveaway, it's okay, you guys can contact me. My prices are pretty fair for the readings. You guys can contact me through my personal Instagram, which is The Mind Tells a Story. Or if not, I have another Instagram page where I post information about witchcraft. It's called Nikki the Oracle. You guys can message me through there. And yeah, usually because of my scheduling, since I'm in school, I'm usually busy. But on the weekends, I'm free from Friday to Sunday. And I usually do the readings in the afternoon. So definitely, good luck, you guys, on the giveaway. I hope whoever wins, wins. God is going to choose, or whoever, which spirit you guys are going to be. Don't, it's okay, you guys can contact me, and there's no problem with that. But I'd like to thank you girls so much for having me on your guys' podcast. I'm so proud of you girls for doing this, and I hope you guys continue to do this. I'm so happy for you girls.
Yes,
thank you
so much, Liz.
Thank you.
So much fun.
Yes, too. Yes, we enjoyed it.
So many new things that I never really like thought of, and I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, but thank you again, and guys, thank you for tuning in for this awesome episode. Hopefully you guys loved our content. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Another Spooky Podcast, on Twitter at A Spooky Podcast, and send us send us a Gmail at A Spooky Podcast at gmail.com. and there you can also find our podcast on
I don't know what you're pointing at, Twitter.
No, bitch, you. Your turn, bitch. Although you can find our podcast
on iTunes. Yeah, make sure to rate us 5 stars, comment, and make sure to share with your friends, because that's how we become discoverable. And we appreciate you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.